Harry had been looking forward to the weekend trip into Hogsmeade, but there was one thing worrying him. Sirius had maintained a stony silence since he had appeared in the fire at the beginning of September. Harry knew they had made him angry by saying that they did not want him to come, but he still worried from time to time that Sirius might throw caution to the winds and turn up anyway. What were they going to do if the great black dog came bounding up the street toward them in Hogsmeade, perhaps under the nose of Draco Malfoy?
"Well, you can't blame him for wanting to get out and about," said Ron when Harry discussed his fears with him and Hermione. "I mean, he's been on the run for over 2 years, hasn't he? And I know that can't have been a laugh, but at least he was free, wasn't he? And now he's just shut up all the time with that lunatic elf."
Hermione scowled at Ron, but otherwise ignored the slight on Creature.
"The trouble is," she said to Harry, "until Voldemort—" "Oh, for heaven's sake, Ron! Comes out into the open, Sirius is going to have to stay hidden, isn't he? I mean, the stupid Ministry isn't going to realise Sirius is innocent until they accept that Dumbledore's been telling the truth about him all along. And once the fools start catching real Death Eaters again, it'll be obvious Sirius isn't one. I mean, he hasn't got the mark, for one thing."
"I don't reckon he'd be stupid enough to turn up," said Ron bracingly.
"Dumbledore would go mad if he did, and Sirius listens to Dumbledore even if he doesn't like what he hears."
When Harry continued to look worried, Hermione said,
"Listen, Ron and I have been sounding out people who we thought might want to learn some proper defense against the dark arts, and there are a couple who seem interested. We've told them to meet us in Hogsmeade."
"Right," said Harry vaguely, his mind still on Sirius.
"Don't worry, Harry," Hermione said quietly. "You've got enough on your plate without Sirius, too."
She was quite right, of course. He was barely keeping up with his homework, though he was doing much better now that he was no longer spending every evening in detention with Umbridge. Ron was even further behind with his work than Harry, because while they both had Quidditch practices twice a week, Ron also had prefect duties. However, Hermione, who was taking more subjects than either of them, had not only finished all her homework, but was also finding time to knit more elf clothes. Harry had to admit that she was getting better. It was now almost always possible to distinguish between the hats and the socks. The morning of the Hogsmeade visit dawned brightly but windy. After breakfast, they queued up in front of Filch, who matched their names to the long list of students who had permission from their parents or guardian to visit the village. With a slight pang, Harry remembered that if it hadn't been for Sirius, he would not have been going at all. When Harry reached Filch, the caretaker gave a great sniff, as though trying to detect a whiff of something from Harry. Then he gave a curt nod that set his jowls a-quiver again, and Harry walked on, out onto the stone steps and the cold, sunlit day.